It is the verse 21 that I would leave with you this morning, boys and girls. For our conversation is in heaven. From hence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. It says here concerning the Lord Jesus that he shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. So the Lord Jesus is going to change our body. He's going to make it a glorious body, a new body. We are at a new year today. The old year is past. The new has come. And so I want to speak to you about this old body and this new body that the Lord Jesus is going to give to his people in the new dawn. Because one day the old earth and the old planet and the old world is going to pass away, and the new world, the new dawn, the new heavens and the new earth will come into the presence of the saints. And boys and girls, I want to speak to you about something you'll have new in that day. A glorious body. Now boys and girls, you remember that in one of our church outings, we visited the Folk Museum in Omagh, and they had an old smithy's workplace there. There was a forge. It was actually going that day, and the smithy was in. He was doing some work. Some of you would have seen it. There was a fire, and the smithy was working away. He had this dark, dull, cold-looking, rusty piece of metal. It looked vile. It didn't look like worth much at all. But you know what he did with that rusty, cold, useless-looking piece of metal? He put it into the fire. And he had the bellows, and he got a breeze going, and he got the flame hot, and something happened. You remember what happened? Through the heat, the metal began to glow. It became radiant and bright and soft and tender. And he hammered it. That same rusty piece of metal that was cold and damp and looked so dull, he hammered it and he shaped it. I tried to recollect what it was that he made, but I can't recall. It was something simple, a useful tool of some kind. But he shaped it and there it was. It was lovely. It was useful now. We could say it was glorious. It had shone. And you know, the earth is old and rusty. But in the dawning of the new day, it'll be glorious. And this verse tells us that there's something else that's dull and vile looking and decaying and getting old and corrupt and sinful. This rusty vehicle of ours that's decaying, it's getting worn, it's getting torn, it's getting damaged, it's getting sick, it's decaying. And that's what Paul means by this word vile. It's not going to look like very much when it's put into the grave and it starts to smell and decay. Vile body. But when God makes all things new, the body's also going to be changed. It's like that metal going into the fire. It's going to be changed in that great day, through the fire of that great day, through the power of God in that great day, through the bellows, through the wind of the Holy Spirit that day. There's going to come a great change on all those vile bodies. And they're going to come forth from the grave, and they're going to be, what does the text say? A glorious body. Like that metal in the fire, it come out glorious and shaped and useful. And whenever you boys and girls who are Christians and who know the Lord Jesus in that great day,
whenever you come out of the fire, you will have a glorious body,
shaped to be an eternal, useful instrument of God throughout all eternity. Now, the body of the unsaved are different. Their bodies won't be glorious. Their bodies won't be like Christ's, fashioned like unto Christ, because they have not been saved and redeemed, and they're not shaped to be eternal instruments of usefulness. Sadly, they're lost to usefulness. Sadly, they're perished, and they're raised hideous, and they have to be put away in all their uselessness, in all their vile corruption still. They have to be put away in the outer blackness of darkness forever and ever. But you who know and love Jesus Christ, you'll not be there. You'll be raised glorious. You who love the Saviour, that won't be you. But you'll be with His presence forever and ever. You'll have a body like Christ. What a change. And so the new year reminds us of this change that God is going to bring to His people. So I hope these words are helpful to you, boys and girls. They certainly should make you think that, well, I need to be saved. I need to be right with God. I need to make sure that I'm a Christian. I hope that you'll all be Christians truly. Let us pray. Lord, bless the word to these little ones this morning. Oh, how we pray that their hearts may be made soft and tender by the fiery Holy Spirit and His breathing work in their breasts. We pray they may have a change in the new birth, and that they may be right for the change of this glorious resurrection day. So bless them. And us old ones too, Lord, in Thy mercy and grace, for Christ's sake. Amen.